The South African economy shedding 2.2 million jobs in Q2 this year. The number of unemployed persons declined by 2.8 million to 4.3 million compared to the first quarter. Statistics South Africa releasing the quarterly labour force survey this morning. Also, the Reserve Bank releasing its quarterly bulletin for the second quarter, showing that COVID pandemic had a devastating impact on economic growth and government revenue. Let's speak now to the Statistician General of Stats South Africa, Rusenga Maluleke. Thank you very much for your time today. Sure, that's a big number, 2.2 million jobs in Q2. Economists were expecting 1 million. What did your survey find?
Firstly, is that we see that the share of those who were employed in the first quarter declined by 2.2 million. That is moved from 16.4 million to 4.1 million, 14.1 million persons. Now, but also the share of those who were unemployed moved from 7.1 million to 4.3 million. So what happens here is that to be considered to be unemployed, you have to be actively looking for employment, and you should be able to take up such employment should it be available. And in this regard, people were seated at home. They were not actively looking for employment. So even when they left that space where they were employed, those 2.2 million people, they didn't go to be unemployed. They didn't even go to the discouraged work seeker, because even the discouraged work seekers decreased. They actually went straight to other not economically active. So we see for the first time the other not economically active, or that space of the economically not active people, rising by 5.2 million persons. Having said so, when we ask the people why are they not looking for employment, the one reason in the other not economically active, they indicated that it's because of COVID-19 and the lockdown environment. So the fact that people could not look for employment is the one that contributes to make our unemployment rate go down, because you are considered to be unemployed if you are actively looking for employment and you don't get employed.
Mm. Also, because of the lockdown, you had to ask some additional questions when you were speaking to people in the questionnaire. You asked different questions, such as, are you working from home, whether you were receiving your full salaries. Were you able to get an assessment of how many people were receiving pay cuts or were put on suspension or were working from home? What did you find?
Firstly, about 58%, 58.1 to be exact, continued working. And while the majority of them had to work from the workplace, people like domestic workers, people in agriculture, in sales and services had to work from their place of regular work. Professionals and managers and skilled workers, technicians, work from home because they have their facilities to work from home. Now, those who indicated that they were they remained salaried were 81.3%. 17.6% didn't receive salaries. And out of those who received salaries, about 78.9% received their regular full salary, whereas 21.1% had a reduced salary.
Also, due to the lockdown restrictions, you had to collect this data telephonically, unlike the usual face-to-face interviews. Did that impact the study at all? Did you find a bias at all?
Certainly, there was a bias, because when we do interviews, we only interviewed those people whose telephone records we had. But as statisticians, not only in South Africa, all over the world, we have a way in which we compensate for bias. And one of the things that we did in our case, we went to historic labor force records and worked through them to actually work on eliminating such a bias. So that is number one. Number two is that this phenomenon that we see of employment declining, unemployment, the number of those that are unemployed decreasing and the like, it's not peculiar only to South Africa. It's actually all over the world. Only two countries, Canada and the U.S., have actually seen different stories than the rest of the world.
Lusenga Maluleke, Statistician General of Stats SA, thank you so much for your time today on the Midday Report. The South African economy shedding 2.2 million jobs in the second quarter of this year. That's a massive number. Economists predicting 1 million jobs would be shed. So 2.2 million jobs in the second quarter. Unemployment, such a big issue.